This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the country's military leaders. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of elected leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. Matthew Lee, a diplomatic writer for Associated Press, says the role of the Nobel laureate over the last few years has been a mixed bag of positives and negatives.
When the changes finally did come, you know, she ended up being a big disappointment to a lot of people because she did not speak out forcefully enough about the persecution, about the repression of the Rohingya Muslims in Western Burma, in Western Myanmar. She did not, as many had hoped, push back against the military attempting to keep a major say in the running of the country.
So, Myanmar's military announced a major cabinet reshuffle with massive removals and appointments hours after the country declared the state of emergency on Monday. Russian police began detaining people as they gathered near a court in Moscow that was due to consider jailing Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny later on today, according to reporters at the scene. Police who were deployed near the court in large numbers were seen detaining at least 20 people. The court is due to consider jailing Alexei Navalny for up to 3.5 years in a case that has sparked nationwide protests and talk of new Western sanctions. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered a Pakistani-British man acquitted of the 2002 gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl off death row and moved to a so-called government safe house. Ahmad Saeed Omar Sheikh, who has been on death row for 18 years, will be under guard and won't be allowed to leave the safe house. Rauf al-Sheikh is the lawyer of Ahmad Saeed Omar Sheikh.
And at that place where he would be kept, his family, his father, mother, wife and son. Remember, his son was only 3 months old when the father was taken to jail, and he remained without father's affection for 19 years.
His father says the decision on Tuesday is not complete freedom. It is a step toward freedom. President Joe Biden told Republican senators during a two-hour meeting on Monday that he's unwilling to settle on an insufficient coronavirus aid package after they pitched their slimmed-down version that's a fraction of the $1.9 trillion he is seeking. United States Senator from Maine, Republican Susan Collins.
We outlined for the president the provisions that we have proposed as part of an approximately $600 billion package. He explained in more depth areas that were not fleshed out as much in the package, the $1.9 trillion package. And it was a very good exchange of views.
Not that anyone expected it. No compromise was reached in the lengthy first-time session. The United States Senate is poised to confirm Pete Buttigieg as the Secretary of Transportation in the Joe Biden administration. He'll be the first openly gay cabinet member of any U.S. administration. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
Buttigieg's nomination is set for a vote today. The 39-year-old former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and President Biden's one-time rival in the Democratic primaries received bipartisan praise at his confirmation hearing. As transportation secretary, Buttigieg would undertake Biden's wide-ranging agenda of rebuilding the nation's infrastructure, as well as fighting climate change by helping to oversee stronger automotive fuel economy standards to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and support the president's push later this year on a sweeping $2 trillion climate and infrastructure plan. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.